There was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem at the Sheep Gate a pool called in Hebrew Bethesda, with five porticos. In these lay a large number of ill, blind, lame, and crippled. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been ill for a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. While I am on my way, someone else gets down there before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your mat, and walk." Immediately the man became well, took up his mat, and walked. Now that day was a Sabbath, so the Jews said to the man who was cured, "It is the Sabbath, and it is not lawful for you to carry your mat." He answered them, "The man who made me well told me, 'Take up your mat and walk.'" They asked him, "Who is the man who told you, 'Take it up and walk?'" The man who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had slipped away, since there was a crowd there. After this, Jesus found him in the temple area and said to him, "Look, you are well. Do not sin any more, so that nothing worse may happen to you." The man went and told the Jews that Jesus was the one who had made him well. Therefore, the Jews began to persecute Jesus because he did this on a Sabbath. The Gospel of the Lord. When I think about this event in today's Gospel, I find myself being critical of the sick man. He seems to me to be unappreciative and self-centered. Jesus approaches him and asks him if he wants to be healed, and his response is not yes, but instead he gives the reason why he has not been healed. No one is there to place him in the water. When Jesus does heal him, there is no record of a response of gratitude or praise from the man. When he is confronted with criticism about carrying his mat on the Sabbath, he is quick to blame the man who healed him. And when Jesus finds him again in the temple and warns him about his sins, seeking to heal him in a deeper way, again the man seems to make no sign or speak any word that would indicate he has really heard what Jesus said. No sign of having connected with Jesus and getting the meaning of what Jesus is telling him. Rather, he seems to go in haste to seek out those who reprimanded him for carrying his mat, to tell them who it is they are really looking for, who it is who should be blamed for breaking the Sabbath. And it seems he goes merrily on his way, healed of his physical sickness and oblivious of his spiritual condition and his need to be healed in that regard, seemingly having no intention to give this warning of Jesus any consideration. Then the thought occurs to me, this man is not alone. I am like the sick man. Jesus has bestowed healing on me countless times, many times without my ever asking for healing. How often have I received these gifts and have not made a response of gratitude or appreciation? How quick am I to blame others for my problems? And how quick am I to please others, to take the focus from my responsibility and transfer that focus onto someone else? How blind or how much into denial am I to not listen to Jesus' word, his admonition to change, to face my addictions that keep me from being more at one with him. The man who was healed at the pool had, so to speak, a new lease on life. But was he living only on the surface? How easy it is to go about life and not pay attention to what is really happening in our life. Am I so terribly different from this man? Lord, I thank you for all the gifts you have given me from my conception to this day, and for all the gifts your love wants to give me. I ask for the grace to always be open to your word and your will, to always listen and say yes to you, because I know you love me and you want only what is good for me. Amen.